Another day of dealing with debt.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. It's one reason Wall Street was off yesterday. It's affecting bond markets, too. This ripple effect caused by Greece's big debt problem. As world leaders continue meeting at the World Economic Forum, it's clear it's a major concern. Marketplace coverage from Davos, Switzerland continues with Stephen Beard joining us live. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
What's the latest there?
Well, as we know, bond dealers have been dumping Greek government bonds big time in recent days. They've been worried, of course, for months that the Greeks have massively overborrowed and may even default. But the trigger for the latest sell-off was a story, rumour, as it turned out this week, that China might be prepared to step in and buy Greek bonds. When the Chinese denied that, and they said, here in Davos, actually, no, we prefer to put our money into US treasuries, the price of Greek bonds fell like a stone.
And Stephen, what is the Greek Prime Minister, George Papandreou, saying?
Well, he's been put on the spot here over this. He admitted that Greece does indeed have an unsustainable deficit, which he is attempting to reduce, but he said his country's been singled out by speculators.
We're being targeted. We're in a jittery time. There is a lot of speculation. Even rumors can create problems.
And one of those rumours, he said, was that other member states in the Eurozone, like France and Germany, were preparing to bail out the Greeks. He denied it. So did France and Germany, very emphatically. But this episode does flag up an area of concern which is under discussion here in Davos, and that is that if the Greeks default, if a bigger country like Spain defaulted, that could put huge pressure on the Euro, and the Eurozone could conceivably fall apart.
More drama in Davos. Marketplace's Stephen Beard there. Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, Steve.
Special coverage of the World Economic Forum continues later on Marketplace. PepsiCo CEO Indra Nooyi talks about making it through the Great Recession. Big debt in Europe, as I mentioned, rattling Asian markets today. Stocks were down 1% or 2% in the case of the Nikkei. Shares in Europe are slightly higher right now. Wall Street yesterday, the Nasdaq sank by 2%. The Dow was off 115 points, closing at 10,120. Well, you name the reason. It doesn't look like health care reform is going anywhere fast. So supporters are trying to develop a new battle plan, looking to form unions with some industry groups for a final push on Capitol Hill. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer filed this report.
800 health care activists have converged on Washington for a three-day conference by the liberal advocacy group Families USA. A week and a half after the Republican win in Massachusetts, the activists are wondering, what now? They're being told to form new, even unlikely, alliances. Executive Director Ron Pollack is trying to figure out how Families USA can work with doctors, hospitals, and the drug industry.
It could be joint lobbying. It could be advertising campaigns. It could be letters that we send jointly to key members of Congress.
NAACP President Benjamin Jealous told the healthcare advocates they need to court independent voters, even those who've become disenchanted with the healthcare bills in Congress.
And that requires us to really be circumspect about assuming who our enemies are and who our friends are.
Jealous told the activists those new allies could help them create a permanent movement. That may be necessary if the health care bills remain stuck in neutral on Capitol Hill. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace. Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services.
A lot of surveys show more Americans are dissatisfied at work. But if laughter is the best medicine, why are we seeing fewer comedians at corporate gigs? Cash Peters steps up to the mic to explain.
Okay, here's what we know for sure. We're in a recession.
All you see in the news is depressing and it's horrible and people are scaling back and no one's immune from the situation.
Well, exactly, Brian Pincus of the Bob Gale Events Company. We also know that everybody needs a good laugh right now, especially in the corporate world, right?
From my perspective at events, I feel like it's too risky.
Laughing's too risky. Agent Gail Stocker is a comedy consultant. She, just accept it, she books comics for corporate clients.
People always want to laugh.
Well, yes. So why are corporations reluctant to hire comedians for events, Gail?
For all sorts of reasons. One, they don't want to be seen as spending money frivolously.
Well, and two, because even when they do go crazy frivolous and hire a comic, it's a worry. I mean, what if they offend someone? Comedian Chipper Lowell knows this well.
In this day and age, you never talk about hiring, firing, where I could in the past. I could make jokes about replacing the president of a company and things like that. That is all taboo right now.
What happens if you do?
Oh, you just don't. You want the next gig.
Chipper. But clearly, it's all become so boring and, you know, corporate.
Right before a show, they will say, by the way, here's a list of things we don't want you to talk about.
Downsizing.
This division, this is their last Christmas party that they're going to, and they already know that they've gotten the axe, so enjoy. And then they put you up
and
on
you're
stage.
On.
And you're on.
All right, so if events organizers aren't using as many comics, what would I have to be to get hired? Something harmless, like a magician, maybe. Or how about a ventriloquist?
From my perspective, it hasn't been that in for a while.
I hope they get a bunch of work. I'm so disappointed! I guess I won't bother building a doll, then. In the end, hiring a band is the safest answer. As a result, some comics are down to 20% of their usual bookings. Not our best friend Chipper, of course, but some.
Even if I have the gig itself, I'm negotiating at 20 to 30% off what I normally make.
At what point, therefore, do you go off and quit and get a real job?
Oh, no, the money's still really good.
Of course it is. In Los Angeles, I'm Cash Peters from Marketplace.
Finally, a theater troupe performing a play at the prestigious Schauspielhaus in Germany decided they wanted authenticity. The characters were binge drinkers, and they thought, hey, we can replace our stage water with vodka. See what happens. Theatergoers were mortified. Actors were falling off the stage. Medics and police were called, proving once again actors are just people with hopes and dreams and hangovers. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.